Okay, this is the second packet regarding Lachem B'Mitzvahs Matzah. So the Rambam says the following, Pervav Halacha Zayin. Ein Adam Yotze Yidei Chavaso Achilas Matzah Shi Asurulo. Right? You can't, you're not Yotze with matzah that is also to eat. Right? If the matzah is also to eat, you're not Yotze. Sha'achal Tevel. If you eat matzah from Tevel, meaning Tevel means what? Something that you weren't mafresh trumas and maisers from. Don't Sha'achal Tevel or maiserishon shalom nitl trumoso. Osha Gozla. Or it was stolen. So we said, right, there are two possibilities of why stolen is no good. Either it's not Lachem, right, or it's Mitzvah Bavavera. And the Rosh says because it's not Lachem. But then the Rabbi Kivager asks on the Rosh, and but aren't you Kona Bishinoi? So the Rambam says you're not Yotze. Zeklal Kol Shevarchem Lov Birkas Hamozon Yotze Bidei Chavoso V'Kol She'en Varchem Lov Birkas Hamozon En Yotze Bidei Chavoso. So what do you think, Rav Moshe? What's shot in the Rambam? Why? What? Well, what's the Pashup shot in the Rambam? The reason why you're not Yotze? What? Usher for what? What do you mean it's Usher? In other words, Pashup shot in the Rambam has nothing to do with Lachem, because he's putting it together with all these other cases. In other words, the Rambam's equating Tevel and, you know, to eat Tevel is not pshat that it's not Lachem. To eat Tevel is treif. If you have treif matzah, you can't be Yotze. So if you weren't mafish, trumas and maisis from the matzah, you're not Yotze. What? Yeah. Not going to Yerush V'Yitzhar. So in other words, if it would be a problem of Lachem, he wouldn't have lumped it together with all these other cases. Right? Because what does Tevel have to do with Gezel if it's in the question of Lachem? If it's a question of Mitzvah Bav Avera, so then you're both doing an Avera when you're doing the Mitzvah, because right. Right. And take a look. Take a look at the Haggadah Maimonides on the bottom. Yerushalmi, Lefika Kosov Avi Arakech, Shatov, Lelamed Lomar, Lachomishi, Niga, Leodo Matsashali, Harehumo Matana. Kinamarin Imperi Lulavagot, Ravavam Lamna, Lusam Loma, Komishi, Agil, Lovi, Piado Harehumo Matana. Words, you say like this. Say you're in a matzah factory, right? So everyone's making matzahs, and there's a big tumult there, and your matzah could get mixed up with someone else's matzah. So maybe you're ending up eating someone else's matzah. So everyone should make a declaration that if you get my matzah, I get your matzah, it's a matana. So So this way you won't have that problem. That's what Dagos Maimri says. He quotes from the father of the Rokeach. But that's a good minhag to do. And everyone should just say, you know, this way, just like the Gemara says, and when they used to be in the Mikdash, whatever, everyone brought their lulav, and it can be very well a chance of mix-up. So you just say that, you know, matana. Okay, now we have to learn another Gemara in Bava Kama, and then we can take a look at the Shakas Aryeh. So let's look in the Gemara Bava Kama, page 2. Tanya, Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer. Hare shegozal sa shel chitim. If a person stole chitim, tachma losho vafo. In other words, he didn't steal matzahs. He stole it when it was in the form of chita. So then he had to grind it. Had to add water, had to knead it, had to bake it. Tachna losha vafa. And then he was mafrish chala. Ketzin mevarech einze mevarech elamanoitz. He says, how could a person possibly make a bracha on such, if he makes a dough, how could he make a bracha on such a thing? Einze mevarech elamanoitz. You know, like you did such a terrible thing, you stole somebody's thing, and then you made it into it. So the Gemara says, Einza Mavarech, if you would make a bracha, a hafish chala, on such a dough that you stole the wheat and you made this, it's not a bracha. It's like cursing Kaviyachol Elamanites. And then Emma Botzea Barech Naitz Hashem. So that's the Gemara in Bava Kama. So now let's take a look in the Shagas Aryeh. So take a look. Page 3. Srichem anu lameda hadu matzik zula de psula my time. So says the Shagas Aryeh, why is matzik zula psula? Imi shum mitzvah babavera. Is it because of mitzvah babavera? Or miha gzera shava? Or is it because of the gzera shava of lachem from chala? Or miha de gzera shava shakosav arosh to ask you lachem lachem michala. Nach kemini le'in morer. In other words, at the end of the day, Matzah Gzula is possible for one or two reasons. Either it's possible because it's not Lachem, or it's possible because it's Mitzvah Bavavera. So bottom line, does it make a difference what the Psul is? So he says yes. Nafkimini li'inya mor. Then yotzi de chavosu b'mor Gzula olom. Is Mor Gzul apostle? If you steal Mor, you steal somebody's romaine lettuce. So let me ask you, how would it fit in to both reasons?
Sure.
What?
Sure.
Well, if you're assuming, now there's Rush, obviously, is not assuming that the chewing is going to make a difference, right? That was Rabbi Ki Vegas Kasha on the Rush. So Moshe is saying there's no gzera shava by Mor. So he says like this. אי אפשר דעשי מגזר שובר, כיוון דמצג זולה אשר מקרא לפסולה, מר גוזל נמי פוסל. תחול תפוסל רחמנה במצה, במר נמי פוסל, מקי שדמצו מר. Because matzos mam yachlu, so whatever halacha applies to matzah applies to mar also. So if you have a gezeira shava of lachem by matzah, it applies to mar as well. Mekeshu the matzah mar. Rafil b'mar b'zman azed rabban. Because mochiach perak kol shav gabi had the boy time racham amam sheyetsa adam yidei chavasu mar shol ma'aseshenim b'shulayim. Matzah daraisa lo nafik of mar the rabban nafik chulei. V'matzik zulay p'sul mikra zel mishum mitzvah b'bavera hay p'sul mitzvah b'bavera lav gabi matzin nemra el klolu b'chol mitzvah b'bavera p'sula v'imi d'rais mikra z'ha gozul v'sa p'seach v'akra gabi kachim k'siv v'hani rabbi said pasku d'rabban and mitzvah b'bavera leislam v'hat ha'na lulav gozul v'yon d'sheni kosher v'alveinu al mitzvah b'bavera v'adinam mora gozul kosher. In other words, he's saying like this, there is shittas that hold that mitzvah bav avera only applies to a mitzvah deraisa and doesn't apply to a mitzvah derabbanan. So if you say that mitzvah bav avera only applies to a mitzvah deraisa, so then mara is not deraisa. Mara is only derabbanan because we don't have the korban pesach. So if the reason that matzah is possible is because not lachem, so that applies to mara as well. But if it's because of mitzvah bav avera, so then maybe mitzvah b'bavera doesn't apply to what? To mara, because mara is only drabban. So that's the first thing he says. So the second thing he says is like this. Okay, this is going to be the kasha of the Shagasari. You ready for the kasha of the Shagasari? What did we say in the Gemara Bava Kama? Let's just review that Gemara. What did the Gemara Bava Kama say? A person was what? He stole what? He stole wheat, and he made it into flour, and then from flour into dough, and it was mafish kala. So what's the din? He says you should. It would be if you'd make a bracha, that would be like cursing God, to make a bracha, as if you're saying that Hakadosh Baruch Hu sanctions such a thing. Asher k'dushanu b'mitzvos of the Zivana, you know, what are you doing? You know, right? But what do you see from that Gemara in Bava Kama? That you have a chi of hafrashas chala, right? You have a chi of hafrashas chala. You just can't make a bracha because it's manites. So let me ask you a question: what's the whole source of that? It has to be lochem by matzah. It's from chala, the gzeira shavah. But if by challah if you steal something, you still chayv in challah, so the mitzvah still applies, so then it should apply to matz as well. Look what he says. Avahashta. Yeah, with arrows on page 4. Aval hashta digabi matza. Lo kotzer rachmana behed yed lematzaschem. Ela de maisina love gzeir shava de lechem lechem echalo. Rei bechala gufe shal gezel chaye bechala. There is stolen the dough was from stolen wheat, it's still chayim chal. You just don't make a bracha. The mina reisha gozel. Reisha gozel saw shalchitim tachan avafah v'hifrish mina chala ain't zim avarach lamanites. Avon mikol mokum chayim chala. A few shinah b'mkol lomeres. We'll call that gazlan b'shinah k'damina hosam. And the Gemara says that's even if you hold that shinah is not kona. So, in Kain Yevshal Hachmir B'matzah Lomid Lomay Shal Gezer Yosef Menachal Ham Lamid. In other words, if the whole source is that you need Lachem by Matzah is from Chala, and by Chala, if you steal Chala, you chayim Chala, so then you should be able to be Yotzei the Mitzvah Matzah. You hear the kasha? In other words, how does this work, this gzeirah shava that we learned yesterday, when we learned the other day, that matzah has to be lachem. Matzah has to be lachem because you learned out from challah. The challah has to be lachem. But if challah has to be lachem, so how come if you steal kernels, you yotze, even lamanda omar, that shino is not kona? How are you yotze? That's the Shagasari's kasha. In other words, so matzah can't be more chamer than challah, and challah is the source, and challah, stolen object, is still, you can't just make the bracha, but there's still a chiyuv, there's still a mitzvah, so the matzah there should also still be. That's the Shagasari's kasha. How could matzah be more chomer? The Rosh says matzah is not lachem if it's stolen. But I don't understand. But challah that's stolen is still chayiv and challah. And the whole source of lachem is coming from challah. What? Yeah, because shinoi is irrelevant here, because this gemara goes even the man omar that shinoi is not kona, so shinoi is not an issue here. If there's yeish, you always have to pay. The question is, are you kona or do you have to give back the object? You always have to pay. If you stole, you have to pay. The only question is, do you have to give the object or it's enough to give money? What? If what? Only if you're kona. If there's a shinoi or a yeish or something like that, then you can be kona with. That's the Shagasari kasha. V'hashta de gabi matzah lo kosov rachmona behedil matzatzchem elad de maisina lo gzeir shavu de lechem lechem michalo varichalo gufei shal gezel chai b'chalo k'namin v'resh perik ha-gozol. Reisha gozel social chidim and hor nechon afal vivish min achal. Eizem mevarachal menayitz. Al vimel kol mokam chay b'chal afil yishinu b'mkol momeres lo kona gazel mishinu k'da min hosam. Im kei di efshar lahachmi b'matza lo min lamay shol gezel yosem min achal ham lamir. Yichol ki hay gavna have lay tofil chomo min ha'ikar. In other words, the tofil can't be chomo than the ikar. The matzah is tofil because it's learned out from challah. It doesn't say matzaschem, so it's learned from a challah, but challah gufa. Gezel is a chiyuv. So that's his kasha. How could anyone possibly say In other words, he's catching the rush. The rush says the reason why matzah gezula is no good is because it's not lacha. So Rabbi Kivega had his kasha when you chew it, it's shino. Rabbi Zaga has a different kasha. Rabbi Gassari says a different kasha. His kasha is what? That the whole source of lachem is because it says a resource echem, and it says lachem by kal, it says lachem by mat. So you learn that in the name of Shalom. But by kala, stolen kala, you still have a key to remarkish. So the mitzvah is still there. So the stolen mat, you still. It's not a mitzvah. They don't say, oh, it's not lachem, so there's no key. Why don't we say there's no key? How can anyone say that you need lachem? So the person who's giving the shiur is making problems to you and giving solutions. Without him, you didn't have problems. So what do you need the shiur for? But if you prepare, then you feel what the problem is. And then you come and you need to see what the solution is. That's what he used to say. Rosh shiur. That's all. Talmud and Chazanish, the brisker up. Yeah, what do you think?
I don't know if it's true, but you say that.
I don't know if it's true either. The Gemara is comparing them. The Rosh is comparing them. So you say we shouldn't compare, but the Gemara compared them. The Rosh compared them. He's just asking from. You hear the kasha, Jim? Are you feeling the kasha? Are you suffering with the kasha?
Not yet.
In other words, if we would say that matzah is no good, matzah gzula is no good, then that would be more chomer than challah, because challah gzula is chayiv and challah. Just the Gemara says you can't make a bracha, but there's still a chiyuv. And if the whole source of lachem that we learn out, what was the Gemara talking? The Gemara says matzah shall ma'aser sheni, right? Is that good or not? So if you hold ma'aser sheni mamon gavoa, so then it's not good. Because you need lachem. So the whole source of lachem by matzah is from challah, right? So how could you possibly tell me therefore? Matzah gzula is no good because it's not lachem, but by challah is the source of lachem. Challah gzula, isa gzula is chayev is v'challah.
The
corollary would be that you can, yeah, okay, don't make a bracha, but still you can be yotzer.
You're saying going for that you're still not
yotzer. Right. So what are we? So what's the answer to this question? So where should we look? So you say we should look in the Emek Yeshua? That's what you're telling me. So let's do that. If you recommend it, I will go along. On page 5. Rav Yehoshua Isaac, Rav Isaac Harif, which is, isn't, that's what he was referring to, right? Because he was Harif. Some people have Labish Harif, some people, that was their nickname. His name was Yehoshua Isaac, but he was sharp, so they call him Isaac Harif. So he says like this. On the second arrow, page 5. He says, Venira, when he has daiti, Tabagal Damina Babakama, King Gozal Chitim, Vihifish, Menachala. Alma Bechai Bechala, Hainu Mishum Dieshlo Bailam. So what's the answer? Nirlani is daiti. You see in the image of Yeshua? Tavgad Amin Abba Kama and Gozal Chitim Vihifish Men Chala. Why are you chayef? Hayim Shum Diyesh Lo Bailim. Because the Chala, who's the owner of the Chala? If you hold Shina is not Kona. And you steal wheat from somebody else and you make it into flour. So who owns that flour? So yeah, the original owner. If you hold Shina is not Kona. Right? So therefore, it's chayiv and chala. Now, how could you be mafresh if it's the other guys? Maybe. Right, maybe it's the right to the Shuma Sadesha. See, it all ties in. So that's why you chayv and chala. Now, what about matzah? So he says like this, that chala, it's still the other guys. So you're being mafresh, the other guy's chala. But by matzah, so it's also still the other guy's. So that's why it's not good. Because it has to be yours. By chala, it needs lachem, but it's still the other guy's. Ken kein und beget on khiev el machmas bal mishonem, aber blah ha khien und khay bkhala, kom mit meise shenish, mol go ha khnam yo fin un linen matze, ken yo tsu bigzulo. Du in matze lo shaykh lo mishot ze yotsa machmas bal mishonem. It's very sharp what he's saying. He was a harif. Aizel harif. And the whole source of lachem is of challah. With challah, you could still be mafresh. The answer is, when you're mafresh challah, you're being mafresh on his behalf. So that's why it works. But by matzah, you can't eat matzah on somebody else's behalf. You can be mafresh challah on somebody else's behalf. Yeah, exactly. But you can't be. So in other words, in a chanami, if she would be kona, then it's yours. But if she is not kona, so then it's his. It's still the original bialims, and you could be mafresh maybe within tzchiya, whatever. But by matzah, so the question is, how come matzah, you're not yotze, you steal matzah, but if you steal challah, you could still do the mitzvah. The answer is, because by challah, you're doing his mitzvah. So then it can work. But by matzah, there's no such thing as doing somebody else's mitzvah. I have to eat my desire to cut, not matzah. So therefore, if it's zulah, so it has to be my mitzvah. It can't be my, you know, my mitzvah, your thing, you didn't give me permission to eat. But by challah, I can be matzah for you. Maybe, and in chorah, you have to say, like Moshe said, he's like the true Sebastian, I mean, didn't see it. So the Rabbi Zal Charet answers up the kasha of what? Of the Shad Sari. Yeah. Kasha Shad Sari, what? The whole source of Lachem, it says that we're so safe, Bechal. Right? And by Matz it says Lachem, and Bechal it says Lachem. And Bechal it also says that we're so safe. So it has to be Lachem. So we learn out lachem, lachem. Good. And matzah has to be lachem, so you steal it, it's not lachem. But by matzah, by challah, which is the source of lachem, stealing is what? Stealing is not allowed, but it still works. You still don't see the mitzvah. So how does it work? So the answer is what? But there's no such thing as eating for someone else. So in a chanami, they both need lachem. They both need lachem to be yotze. But here, you still have lachem by challah. Because it's still the lachem of the other guy if your whole chin is not kona. It's brilliant.
Don't be implying that, I guess,
No. It remains tevel. But the whole concept of lachem means for the chi of challah to set in, you need lachem. And therefore, for the So what's the concept of lachem by chala? For the chiv chala, you need lachem. So the question is, so how come if you steal, it's not lachem? So why can't you be mafresh? Just like when you steal matzah, it's not lachem, so you're not yotzi according to the Rosh. So there's no lachem. The answer is, but by chala, there is lachem. The other guy's lachem. So therefore, you can be mafresh. Where's the chiv coming from? From lachem. It still belongs to the other guy. The nignav, nigzal. By matzah, so it's not, it's parallel, because both cases, it's not lachem of the ganav. Right? So the only difference is, by challah, even if it's not mine, but as long as it's your lachem, then there's a chiv and you can be mafresh, and it's chal. But my matzah, you're not going to be yotze, because it's not lachem. Ah, it's the other guy's lachem. But that's not going to do anything for me because I'm eating the matzah. You see, by challah, you have a concept that even if it's not your challah, you can be mafresh for someone else. What do you say, Haravan? Say it again.
It sounds like the Magana is not going to take the grain, it should come in. And then there's a case of the
problem
with the ball, the original grain.
What?
We're saying that the grain still belongs to the ball, right?
Right.
So is there a problem if the John has still the grain, take it out, and then come in?
If he steals what grain?
If the guy steals grain, makes a chametz.
And makes a chametz.
And is there a problem now of owning chametz for the ball?
If Yolchina is not kona, so yes. Well, I mean, there's a question of whether if something is not in your rishus, whether you still have bal yiroh or not. That's a whole discussion. It's still he's still the owner, but it's not in his rishus. Maybe somebody showed him hold that to violate bal yirah, it's not enough shalom. You need shalom rishus, so like a shef to close from the Ramban. Yes, so it could be, you know, he won't be violating. Okay. Oh, so now let's take a look on page 6. So basically, the Shagasaye, he doesn't go for this Lachem thing. He doesn't go for the Lachem thing. Because you see, because of his kasha, he goes to mitzvah b'avera, right? But the lachem thing, he doesn't go for. But the Emek Yeshua, he's a big lachem person. He goes for the lachem thing. So on page 6 he says, Ulfima should be arti, the hadigamin lechem lechem michalo, hilchasahi, the vadavina shehi hamatsu shalomi daraisa. Rashalo if you are poskim gabigezel, the yoti de yotsumi daraisu mishum de kani bishino. So he says, but usually you're always going to have lachem. Because there'll be a shinui. אבל רשאל הביאו הפוסקים גבי גזל דלו יוצא מדרייסה הוא משום תקני בשינוי מייסה ונעשה שלו אבל גבי מייסה שני דלו קני דה אוכלו בתרס מייסה שני לא יוצא מדרייסה משום דלו אבי שלו He said, Maisa Sheini, you're not Kona. Why did you say you're Kona Bashinri? Because since you're eating it as the mitzvah of Maisa Sheini, so it stays in the possession of Maisa Sheini. ועל כוחם בעינם במצה התקנה של הרוקח שאומר כל מי שיגיע ליודו המצה שלי הרי הוא לא במתנה So now he says, you need lachem. So he says, oh. So he has a kasha. So if the matzah is switched, right? Right, you're a matzah bakery, right? So everyone's making matzahs. And then all of a sudden they get mixed up. So what did the Rokeach's father say? Everyone should say, if you get my matzah, it's a matana. And you say it's a matana, everyone's matana, 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 matana. Right? That's sort of, because you need lachem, right? So let me ask you, Kasha. But what about Rabbi Akiva Eiger? Isn't it always going to be lachem because you're chewing it? You're chewing it. So it's a shinoi. We hold shinoi is kona. So what's the answer to that kasha? What do you think? Well, what's the pshat in the Rokeach? Rokeach says if you're matzah bakery and there are 100 matzahs, so you never know what's going to happen. You know, you package her up, you're going to get his box, he's going to get your box. So just say, matana, matana, matana. Zeh. You see the word Zeh?
Okay, six, the last word on the line is Zeh. You see where the arrow is on the left? Keep going down, the last word on the line is Zeh. You got it? Zeh ain't no the Hakabi the Rice and Nami Lo Yotzer in his Kalfa Matsa Shahabero. But Shaikh Lomu the Chilos of Kanya, the Hani Mili in Yodea, Shu Gaza, who miscavin Lagozma, of Al Hakos, who suffers Shalo, Lo Kani. In other words, if you think something's yours, like there's a halacha, he quotes Gemara in Yevamos. Oder benichsa hagera k'savo shalo lo kani. Let's say you're plowing the land, right? And you think it's your land, but when you're plowing it, you're doing a kinyan, kazaka. It turns out that the land was a ger that died, so it's hefker. So he has no yorshim. But you thought it was yours. So even though you're doing a Maisa Kenyan, but if you're doing a Maisa Kenyan, but you don't realize you're doing a Maisa Kenyan because it was yours from the get-go, right? If you think it's yours, even though in the end it turns out it's not yours, and you did a physical action, it doesn't count. Because you didn't have kavanah to do this action as a Kenyan, you just going to plow your own land. So a Kenyan needs kavanah, not just a Maisa. So, Ode B'nefsa Yitanger, and Imsa Shalom, is lo kana. In other words, if you plow in the ger's land, which is hefker, but you didn't realize it was the ger's land, you thought it was yours, you're not kona. So the same thing, if the matzahs get switched in the bakery, their friends, but you didn't realize that, so you're going to be eating someone else's matzah, and it's not lachet. And what about shinei kona? The Shina Kona is only if you have Kavana. If I know I stole from you, and now I have Kavana to make a Shinoi, so now I'm Kona. I'm not allowed to do that. I have to pay the money back. But that's the din of Shina Kona. It's like it's a Kenyan, so you need Kavana for a Kenyan. So that's why, says the Emek Yeshua, the Rokeach says, everyone should make a declaration that if the matzahs get mixed up, it's all matana, matana, matana. Because if you don't do that, and they get mixed up, then what? Then you're eating someone else's matzah. And if you hold you need lachem, like the Rosh, then you don't have lachem. What do you think? Not bad. I would say not bad at all. So let's just review what we said today. We said the Rosh Hashita is you need lachem. Matzah needs lachem. We learned it out from challah. So the Shag Yisrael has a kasha, but by challah, which needs lachem, if it's stolen, you still mafish challah. So then it can mean that you need lachem by matzah, because by challah, the whole source is, and therefore matzah gzula is no good, because it's not lachem, but challah gzula is good. And the whole source is from challah, so if challah gzula is good, how in the world matzah gzula is no good? So it must be that there is no real din lachem, the Shag Yisrael says, and that din of lachem is only lagabe maisa sheni, because maisa sheni, it always is in the reshus of Gavola. But in anything else, but if you steal something, so if there wouldn't be a din of mitzvah baba vera, it would be okay. Because you don't need lachem. So the Emek Yeshua says, no, over there, the reason why you chayv mechala is because it remains, because if Yol Chino is not kona, it remains in the rishus of the other guy. And you'll be mafish on his behalf. By matzah, you can't eat on his behalf, and it's in the rishus of the guy, so it's no good. So the Meg Yeshua is defending the concept of lachem. And then the Emek Yeshua says, now we can understand the Rokeach better. Because the halacha is, the Hagos Maimon, he quotes from the Rokeach, that in the bakery, everyone should say, everyone's giving him a matana. But why? So it should be lachem. But I understand, but when you chew it, it'll be lachem, because you make a shinui. So he says, yeah, but if you don't realize that it's somebody else's, that you're not having kavanah, you're just having kavanah to chew. You're not having kavanah to make a kinyan shinui, and therefore, it wouldn't be kona. So therefore, you have to say, everyone's b'matana, so therefore it won't be a problem lachem. What do you think, Eitan?
It's just the source used for the hyperfilling has to compare to the case where the bayah is not open.
Yeah, why?
And in the case of hyperfilling, I mean, we say that gazelle is an eraisa, and it's an issue eraisa, but acquiring here is here, field is not necessarily on the same level as the issue eraisa.
I don't follow what you're saying.
We would learn from a field that's heifer, say a case where the item being taken is not heifer.
Say again, if it's not.
You said that the people that are on the good, you thought that in turn out of the air, but turned out the field was heifer, you thought you were on your own field, but at the same time the field was heifer, it wasn't someone else's property, whereas in the case of the last son taken, where it is someone else's property, it seems like you wouldn't be able to make comparisons in two cases.
In other words, the common denominator is, in both cases, if you don't know that you're doing a kinyan, like if I pick up this, and I think it was mine, so even though I do a maisa kinyan, I bought, but I thought it was mine, and it turns out it's not mine, it's hefker. I'm not kona, because I never had kavana. Think about it. Okay, everybody, so, yeah.
Why won't we just still say
it's over there? Oh. Yeah, so you mean according to the Rush?
It's still a problem.
Why does the Rush need to say Lachem? He should say Mitzvah Bababera. Okay, so Bezer Hashem, maybe tomorrow we'll see more. Okay, everybody, so tomorrow we have regular schedule, it's a regular day. And we'll have Chumash and everything, and then we'll do more of this back there. Okay, we'll start in a couple of minutes. Okay.